Praise God. Now, let's see if I can get this thing to work. If y'all listened to Steve this morning in Vermont, he had a great message, especially where he was talking to me and James. So I urge y'all to go back and listen to that a couple of times even. Right now I'm going to be in John chapter 14. Start with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Sounds like a simple statement. He was speaking to Jews who believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses that led them through the desert, brought them out of Egypt. They believed in him. And he's saying, don't be afraid. Don't be concerned. You believed in God. Now you believe in me. The reason he could say that is because they're one and the same. In verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Of course, Thomas jumps up and says, I don't know what you're talking about. Where are you going? How do we get there? Well, first of all, let's go back to the mansions. When Jesus was speaking of the mansions here, he's speaking of new bodies. But not the little pitiful shacks we live in now. But glorified, resurrected, and risen bodies that he'll have for us. Now, he had to prepare a place. He had to die. He had to resurrect from the dead. He prepared a place. What was that place? It was his own body. His own body. Let us go over to Hebrews chapter 3. If I can figure out how to do it here, this Bible. And I'm going to start with verse 6. But Christ has a son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. That house that's built by Christ is us. It's his body. You are, if you believe on Jesus, if you have confidence in him, you trust his faith in his ability to do what he says, you then are part of that body, part of that house. If one of the biggest words in the human language, if we hold fast the confidence, that goes beyond just believing. It goes beyond faith. Confidence. I have confidence that if I walk over and turn that light switch on, the lights will come on. I have confidence I know it will do it. Is that the kind of confidence you have in the Lord? Do you have that kind of confidence in Jesus Christ? That you know that His grace, His power, His blood, His mercy is good enough to raise you up on the last day unto Himself. Do you have the kind of confidence you have in a light switch? Do you have that kind of confidence in Jesus? If you don't, then you need to find out why. And the way you find out is you humble yourself before the Lord. You read His Word. And you choose to believe it. You make a conscious decision to believe it. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Firm. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works, 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. God's ways are simple. They are simple. God's ways are to do what He says He'll do. Gee, how hard is that to think? How hard is that to get and understand? God's ways are to do what He says He will do. Does anybody get that? Does anybody get it? His ways are to do what He says He'll do. That's why He says His ways are not our ways. I got people here constantly telling me they're going to do something and don't do it. I got people out there constantly telling me they're going to do something and not do it. I bet you do too. But God's ways is when He says a thing, He does a thing. He is a truthful God that can be trusted in all things, in all ways. Verse 11. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. What is an evil heart? It's unbelief. It's simple. I hear people say, oh, he has such a good heart. Or, oh, she has such a good heart. By whose standards? By whose standards? If you have unbelief, doesn't matter if it's a little bit or a lot, you have an evil heart. It's as simple as that. That's not fun to hear, is it? that doesn't make you want to just say, oh boy, yum yum, I got an evil heart. It's not supposed to make you feel good. It's supposed to purge you. It's supposed to wake you up and to realize you got to get rid of that. And to thank God in the meantime that His grace is sufficient even for you. Amen. Even for Bob. His grace is enough. That unbelief, if you don't deal with it, if you don't deal with that heart, it will cause you to depart from the living God. And the sad thing is, I've seen many depart, and all of them justify themselves. They've justified themselves to where they think they're okay. And they don't realize they're not. Last thing, but not the least of all, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you harden. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are partakers of Christ, and we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. That sin he's talking about is the unbelief, or the transgressions that we commit, either in word or thought or deed, and the deceitfulness of that sin. And this is important that you get this. The deceitfulness of that sin is that it tells you, now you're a goner, now you're lost, now you have no hope, might as well give up, go do what you want, you're not saved anymore, you blew it, give it up, adios. The toaster popped, and now you're a Pop-Tart. El Toro Poo-Poo. Elizabethan. The ox makes a mess. BS is what we would say. Truth of the matter is, sin lies. It lies. You were born a sinner in the flesh. You will die a sinner in the flesh. But you do not have to be a sinner in the spirit. If you trust in the righteousness of God and trust in His ability to do what He says He will do concerning us. Amen. Amen. Amen.